So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ezehu Neshach veEzehu Tarbis. As the Gemara explains, the Mishnah means to ask the following. Ezehu Neshach, what is an example of Ribis Dairaisa, which is Derech Halva, a straightforward loan, in which the Neshich is obvious from the beginning? And veEzehu Tarbis, what is an example of Ribis Derabonin in the case of Derech Mekach Umemker, in the form of a sale, in which there is no Neshich to the Meicher from the beginning, but there is an eventual Tarbis to the Lekach? And the Mishnah explains, Ezehu Neshach, Hamalva Sela Behe Dinarm. If the Malva loans the Leiva one Sela, the equivalent to 4 dinarin, on the condition that the Leiva pay him back 5 dinarin. Or, Sasayim Chitin Bishalish. The Malva loans the Leiva 2 Sav wheat, on the condition that the Leiva pay him back 3 Sav wheat. Aser Memneshu Neshach. This practice is forbidden, Midar Raisa, because it is Bider Chava, and there is a Neshicha to the Leiva. Ezehu Tarbis, Hamarbe Beperis. The Lekech prepays for produce at the current lower price, and then return the Meicher later delivers the same amount of produce possibly at a later higher price. This practice is permitted midereisa, because it is not bederech halva, and there is no certain neshicha to the leiva at the outset. And although the Lekech gains the additional value for his prepayment, it is mutter midereisa because the money was initially given for a purchase and not as a loan. However, it is forbidden midrabbanan because the Lekech is similar to a malva, and the Meicher is similar to a leiva. The seller has the use of the money until delivery, when he will give the buyer produce worth more than the money he received. This looks like ribis. The Gemara in Daf Samach Beis elaborates on this case of Hamarba Beperis. Our Gemara first elaborates on the two psukim of ribis. The first pasuk in Parashat Bahar addresses the malva, the lender, as it states, "As kaspecho leisitin loy beneshech, uvemarbis leisitin achlecha." You shall not loan out your money or food with interest. The word neshech refers to the leiva, the borrower's loss, and marbis refers to the malva, the lender's gain. The Gemara explains that in the case of ribis deraisa, where the money was initially given b'derech halva as a loan, both neshech and tarbis are inevitable. There is always neshicha to the leiva, because the koshalkom and emidid lo yav, he must pay back more than he borrowed, and there is always tarbis to the malva, because the isli rafa, he receives more than he lent. Therefore we must say, v'lecholken ha-kasav, ila lavra lo b'shnei lavin. The pasuk mentions both neshech and marbis to teach that one who transgresses is liable for 2 lavin. However, this pasuk is only a source for the following. Neshech bekesef, for money that was loaned there is the lav de neshech, and veribis ba'eichel, for food that was loaned there is the lav de ribis. However, this pasuk is not a source for vice versa. Neshech ba'eichel veribis bekesef, that for food there is also the lav de neshech, and for money there is also the lav de ribis. Therefore, the Gemara cites the second pasuk in Parshas Ki Seitzi, which addresses the leiva, the borrower, as it states, "Leisashech lo'achicha neshech kesef neshech eichel kol dava asher yishach." You shall not cause your brother to accept interest. The words neshech eichel teach that for food there is also the lav de neshech, and the words neshech kesef are superfluous and not needed to teach that for money there is the lav de neshech, because the pasuk already says "Leisashech lo'achicha" and concludes with "kol dava asher yishach," which includes all items and certainly money. Therefore, it comes to teach that for kesef, there is also the lav, the ribis. And both the laiva and the malva are liable for all these lavin because there is a gzeresh shava of the word neshech. Nemer neshech b'laiva, nemer neshech b'malva. The first pasuk that refers to the malva mentions the word neshech. And the second pasuk that refers to the laiva mentions the word neshech to teach, ma neshech ha'ame b'laiva l'chalakta boy ben kesef, ben b'eichel, ben b'neshech, ben b'ribis. Just as the iser neshech and ribis of the laiva applies to money, food, or any item, so too in the Isser Neshech and Ribis of the Malva applies to money, food, or any item. Ravina says the first pasuk alone is a source for Neshech Ba'echel, for Ribis Bekesef, because the words Beneshech V'marbis are applied to Kesef at the beginning, as Kaspuch Aleisitin Le Beneshech U'Vamarbis, and the words Beneshech V'marbis are also applied to Eichel at the end, Beneshech V'marbis Leisitin Achlecha. According to Ravina, the Gzer Shava from Leiva to Malva is needed merely to teach Leneshech called Dav Asher Yishach, that these Yisurim apply to all other items as well. The Gemara proceeds and asks the following. Amar Rava, Lamali Dekas Rachmana La B'ribis, not to take interest, La B'gezel, not to steal, La B'ayna, not to commit fraud. Why did the Torah need to write all these three Yisurim separately? As Rashi explains, Shebekulon Chesar and Mamin Shebechasis Chaveri. They're all similar in that one is forbidden to take that which belongs to someone else and could have been derived from one another. The Gemara elaborates and explains that actually the Torah needed to teach that Ribis is forbidden and it could not have been derived from the other two because Ribis is Midaite, with the Leiva's consent, while Gezel V'Ayna are Shalei Midaite, without the other's consent. And the Torah also needed to teach that Einah is forbidden and cannot be derived from the other two, because Einah is derech mekech u'memker. And as Rashi explains, people are sometimes willing to overpay for an item that they need while they do not willingly agree to ribis v'gezel. However, the Torah did not need to teach gezel, and it can be derived from the other two through a binyan av from ribis v'Einah, because gezel is shaloi midayti, and it is shaloi kederech mekech u'memker. Therefore, we must say, l'kavish schar asachar, b'lav alav b'shnei lavin. The pasuk of gezel is needed to teach a second iser not to withhold the pay of a laborer. And the pasuk of l'signevu is needed to teach l'signev amanas l'meket. One may not steal even if his intentions are merely to annoy the owner and not to keep the item. And l'signev amanas l'sham t'shlumi kefil. One may not steal even if his intentions are merely to gratify the owner with the double payment of a ganav. And the pasuk of l'sasu avol b'mishpat is needed to teach l'toymen mishkaleisa b'melach. L'avrolav mishas asiya. If a person corrupts his weights and buries them in salt to make them heavy, so that when he buys produce he will receive more, he's liable from when he corrupted them, even though he did not steal anything. The Gemara proceeds and says, Amar Rava, Lamali the Kasr Rachman Yitzis Mitzrayim Beribis, Yitzis Mitzrayim Gabi Tzitzis, Yitzis Mitzrayim Bemishkalis. The Torah needed to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim regarding all these three mitzvahs to teach. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Anihu Shevchanti Bemitzrayim Bintipa Shal Bachar, Latipa Sheina Shal Bachar. Hashem says, just as in Mitzrayim during the Makkos Bechoros, I punished only the Egyptian firstborns and distinguished between them and the non-firstborns, so too regarding Ribbis, I shall punish Mishatoyla Mo'isim Benachri Umav Oisim LiYisrael Beribbis, those who accept Ribbis for their own money and conceal their acts by claiming that the money belongs to a non-Jew. And regarding Mishkalis, I shall punish Mishatemi Mishkalisim B'melach, those who corrupt their weights. And regarding Tzitzis, I shall punish Mishatoyla Kola Ilan Bibigdai, Vaimer Techelesu, those who dye their fringes with a blue dye, claiming that this is a genuine Techeles. The rest of this Amid is refuted in the next daf.